Now back to the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show, which is presented to you by Power Planter Earth Augers, the official digging tool. To find the right size for your digging project, visit powerplanter.com. Now here are your hosts, Joey and Holly Baird.
Welcome back to the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show. Holly, let's go to the hotline and bring in our guest for the week.
Charles Melke is a biologist, attorney, all-American swimmer, inventor, entrepreneur, and author. He recently published a book called Saving the World with the Home Garden. He's also the founder of Ivy Organic with a very popular YouTube channel. Welcome to the program, Charles.
Thank you so much, Joey and Holly, and the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show for having me. Thank
well, you're very welcome. Now, total disclaimer to all of our listeners. Yes, he is owner of part of the ivyorganics.com, and they have been a sponsor of our program since day one. So I want to make that perfectly clear for full disclosure. So before we get into your new authorisms, why don't you tell us a little bit about what is the Ivy Organics? Tell us about the company and a little bit about the products in which you have available.
So Ivy Organics was founded on the gardening principle known as whitewashing. If there was an encyclopedia with a 1,000 pages lesson on gardening, whitewashing is typically just a paragraph. And in all my education over the last 5 to 10 years, visiting garden centers, educating at garden clubs, and so forth, whitewashing is one of the least understood and one of the most powerful, most valuable things to integrate in making sure that you maximize the health and the longevity of your plants and trees. So, but whitewashing just generally is a gardening term just used in construction, which means to lighten, as you would lighten bricks and lighten your wood floors. It's a concept known as whitewashing your trees and your plants to basically lighten them, to basically get them and curb the weather extremes. Instead of using a latex or tar-based products, Ivy Organics offers an organic and certified organic formula for protecting tree trunks, lower branches from the elements, ideal for organic gardeners and the certified organic orchards across the country and around the world now.
That's very interesting. Thank you. So we often advise people to use fertilizer properly for their garden. And that's the important part, is the properly part. What is the vital importance of properly fertilizing and why you don't want to over-fertilize?
So it's a couple parts to answering that question. The first one in regards to making sure you're using the right fertilizer and not, you know, being wasteful with fertilizer, is to understand what plants need. And 90 to 95 to 99% of the education offered focuses just on NPK, which stands for nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. And our education for the last several years has been that that's only half the story. If you understand macronutrients that plants and trees, all plants and trees need, it's actually six. It's your NPK plus magnesium, sulfur, and calcium. Those are the six macronutrients plants need. And Ivy Organics All-Purpose Fertilizers offers all of them. In regards to waste, it's also good to understand, especially for your more established trees, to maybe focus more so on an ingredient that's a little bit higher in phosphorus to encourage more flower and fruiting, but to always make sure that you've got to well balance all of the six macronutrients and a lot of the micronutrients that plants need to make sure you're offering your plants all of the vital nutrition and health. The second part of that question is in regards to waste, is making sure you're feeding your plants during the growing season, the growing season being defined as spring, summer, and early fall. But be sure not to be wasting fertilizer in winter when in most parts of the country it's raining a lot. I know in South Florida, where I've lived for almost a decade, it rains mostly in the summer, but regardless, it's actually winter when the light hours are shorter. Let your plants take a break. They naturally go into hibernation. And even if they remain green, such as your tropicals, instead of feeding the soil when the roots are, you know, taking a break for the year, you can actually, on your tropical plants, you can actually do a foliar feed and get a lot of nutrition into the plant to give them that extra boost come spring. So, again, to answer the question in regards to, you know, avoid over-fertilizing or being wasteful with fertilizer, pretty much take winter off and let the plants enjoy their, hibernation period, and fertilize warming up in spring, peaking in summer when the light hours are maximum and the plant's metabolism is peaking, and then basically scale back by early fall and take that break in winter.
good advice there on, because some people will just go, well, I'll just fertilize and it says one cup. Let's put two cups to her because that'll make it better. And that actually can damage a lot of things, by just being careless and not following instructions.
Absolutely.
Well, you talk about, and you know, there's people in the gardening community, gardening world says we don't want bugs in the garden. We don't want any pests in the garden. However, you say it is good to have some pests in the garden. Now, explain why that is and why if somebody sees a bad bug, it's not necessarily pull the spray out and kill it right away. What's the reason behind bad bugs and pests being in the garden? Why is that good?
So, again, in all of my education, I see people racing too fast to apply pesticides, whether they be organic or at all costs, avoid the synthetic ones. But the gardeners, the home gardeners, the organic gardeners, they welcome the praying mantis, they welcome the cute ladybugs, but they don't understand or they don't, you know, connect the dots that in the organic garden, you need to have both the predators, which are the praying mantis and ladybugs and spiders, which are considered your beneficial insects, but you also must have the pests, which include the aphids and the scale and the other pests you might find on your roses and on your fruits and vegetables. But the goal is to have a balance and to actually take a look at the plant and examine the overall health and the condition of the, you know, plants that are within your landscape and not to introduce any pesticides, whether they be, you know, or organic or not, again, unless the plant is truly begging for your help. The goal with having, you know, in the organic garden, when you see aphids, the goal is to monitor its populations over a period of time and to see if the predators are, you know, doing their job within the garden. But I would say 9 out of 10 consumers out there race to the garden centers and try to get their hands on some type of pesticide to eliminate the bottom of the food chain, which includes those aphids, instead of allowing them to exist to help support the beneficial insects within the organic garden. So, in short, the goal is within an organic garden, you should have a balance of both the, pests, even though they're beneficial, as well as the beneficial insects, which are, you know, the prey or the predators within your garden as well.
And correct me if I'm wrong. If you have a balance of the good and the bad, they're not necessarily going to damage or hurt your plants. However, if your plants are not healthy or hydrated or properly fed, they can do damage on your plants.
For sure. And with the organic garden as well, your plants are better equipped to defend themselves naturally from pests such as aphids. For example, with the organic application of fertilizers, you're actually feeding also the soil biology, which includes your beneficial, you know, worms, beneficial bacteria, mycorrhizal fungus. And that whole network helps enrich the soil with these proteins that get absorbed by the plant and create natural defenses to keep pests such as aphids at a minimum within the garden. So part of the organic garden, that whole you know, symbiotic relationship that's occurring in the organic garden is beneficial. And if there's damage, the goal is, again, you're creating an organic garden that's going to be better than any Whole Foods grocery store you would ever visit. The goal is you're creating health and nutrition from your backyard that you otherwise can't buy.
Definitely. Now, in your book, you talk about making free plants. How do you make free plants, and what are some of the lesser-known ways of making free plants?
Absolutely. So, I mean, one of the most obvious is seeds. And the goal is, like, when you're walking around your neighborhood or you're walking, you know, through nature and you see a plant that you like, eventually the flowers will create seed pods, and you can collect those pods and bring those seeds into your property and enjoy free plants that way. The another commonly, you know, and I'd say a lot of the gardeners within the community understand this as well, is if they see a beautiful rose, you can actually take the stems from your beautiful, you know, long stem roses and plant those stems and create, you know, long stem roses. Every February, starting February 1st through the end of the month, for the last 3 to 4 years, we've been giving away fig cuttings. Fig cuttings is something that has been practiced in horticulture, agriculture for thousands of years. And the goal behind it is if you, you know, have this fig, which starts from a seed that produces a beautiful tasting fruit, a beautiful size, consistent yields, what you'll do to make sure that you continuously enjoy more of exactly the same quality fruit is you'll take a cutting off the plant. But the least understood of making free plants is another practice known as air layering, and the other one being grafting. And grafting is where, again, you'll take, you know, something from a proven winner type, you know, fruit tree or rose or whatever that characteristics of the plant is, and then graft it on something that's within the same family or genus of plant species, and you're basically using a particular rootstock to now support more of whatever it is within, you know, you're trying to introduce into your garden, but within a limited footprint. That's the power of grafting. The example I'll share with you is when it comes to olive trees. Most olives you can actually take a cutting of, and they'll root. So when it comes to olives, most olives can be rooted easily by way of cutting, and under ideal humidity and soil conditions will root. One exception within the olive family is the Kalamata olive, which don't root as easily by way of cutting, and those are typically grafted. But another way aside from grafting that works really easily in regards to making more plants is, again, a gardening concept that I've taught in our book known as air layering.
That's very helpful. Mycorrhizae are vital to plant life. What are they, and why should the home gardener be aware of them?
They're like, I'll just add fertilizer. Because that seems to be the answer of a lot of answers to the average gardener. Yeah.
And it ties in again the value of doing this organic, you know, when you basically commit to do an organic, this is another thing that you're committing to. And a lot of people, and I've seen a lot of, you know, the answers and explanations, you know, across the board on different social media fronts, we're like, how does a plant know, you know, whether it's organic or synthetic when it comes to fertilizers and this care and whatever it is that I'm doing to the plant? And the goal with whatever you're doing in your organic garden is you're really working at the, you know, at base one, and that is starting with the soil. And with organic gardening, the goal is when you enrich the soil, when you're fertilizing your soil organically, when you're adding mulch into your garden, which is another, you know, great thing that's discussed at length in the book that we published earlier this year. But when it comes to improving soil conditions, the goal is that you're feeding, again, not just the plant, but you're feeding the beneficial organisms within your soil, including the earthworms, the beneficial bacteria, and then the mycorrhiza. What's most misunderstood about mycorrhiza is mycorrhiza are simply mushrooms. And I know that mushrooms we typically see in the garden come, you know, early spring, sometimes late in the fall. But the rest of the year, we don't see them, even though they're always there. And especially if you have like a bed of mulch, a good 2 to 3 inch layer of wood chips throughout the garden. You'll sometimes see some of the hypha or the roots, which are those white, you know, spider-like network that's happening below the wood chips. And what one single mushroom can do in your garden is span these hypha or those roots up to 1,000 feet, networking all of the trees within your landscape, networking all of your plants or lawn or whatever it is that you've got going on in the garden, balancing the water in your property, balancing the nutrients that are within your property among all of the plants. In consideration, the plants offer the mycorrhiza a little bit of the sugars from the, you know, the leaves, the photosynthesis, as well as the minerals and vitamins that the plants are making, and they offer it to the underground mycorrhiza network that's available. And again, there's another symbiotic relationship that's happening. For those gardeners that are using synthetic products within their garden, those products are, you know, definitely not feeding the soil biology, but it could also be harming the soil biology, especially a lot of the synthetic fertilizers that, you know, end up accumulating salts within the soil and, you know, and then damaging that whole soil biology and that network that would otherwise naturally exist in the organic garden.
Yeah, a lot of gardeners only think that what they see is all that exists, but there is so much that the eye does not see under the earth that we do tremendous damage to. Either not knowledgeably or unknowledgeably, and the damage that we do is sometimes irreversible and doesn't help. You know, we damage a lot of stuff because we don't know.
One other quick thing I want to plug in with the book with Saving the World with the Home Garden, and again, the goal is just doing what is right. And the point is, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a good person or a bad person. If you, you know, jump off a roof, you're going to hurt your legs, and or worse. And the point is, there is rights and wrongs in gardening, and the goal is to just pay a little bit more attention with what you're doing. And ultimately, if you do it the right way, the goal is you're going to be creating something that's going to create health for you and your family. It's also going to be improving the community, and ultimately, it's going to be benefiting the planet. And that's basically the theme that runs, you know, through the book with, you know, doing the right thing for yourself as well as our planet.
Well, Charles, before we ask you how we can get a hold of you, you have graciously offered, ivyorganics.com has graciously offered the opportunity for three of our listeners across the country to win a trio box. It's a yellow 3 trio box. Can you explain what's in that trio box? And then I will give them how they can enter to win one of these phenomenal packages that you're offering to our listeners.
Absolutely. So the yellow trio is one of our best sellers and best way for our customers to get a pretty good cross sampling of all of our products that we make available. That includes the Ivory Organics 3-in-1 plant guard protection against damaging sunburn insects and rodents. It also comes with the ready to use spray bottle, which is also based off that 3-in-1 plant guard. And last but not least, it's also going to include the Ivory Organics all purpose fertilizer super blend, which includes a very high percentage NPK and all the macronutrients and some of the micronutrients your plants need. And it's also going to include a signed autographed copy of my book and an overall value of about $100. And again, we're going to make 3 of these gift boxes available.
Absolutely. Now, how you enter is, number one, you got to be living in the contiguous United States, as well as you send us an email, subject line IV Organics, and then we will... you'll be entered to win, to have the opportunity to win. The drawing will be Friday, August the 7th, and then you will be notified that day if you are the winner, and we'll get your information. We'll get the prize package sent out to you. Well, Charles, how can we find out more about you? How can we get your book?
So Ivory Organics has a leading garden product YouTube channel. You can find us on YouTube where there's over 300 lessons. You can also visit our website at ivorganics.com. You can also stay connected with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And, you know, I think that's a lot of leads on how you can find us. And the book is available in 8 countries on Amazon. So if you just do an Amazon search on Charles Malachy or Saving the World with the Home Garden, you should be able to find us there as well.
Great book. You've put a lot of effort and heart and love into the book, and it does show, and we appreciate you taking time and offering the giveaway and also educating Holly and myself and all of our listeners across the country.
Fantastic. Thank you so very much again for having me today.
Yeah,
absolutely.
You.
You're very welcome.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.